The Presidential Statement, or PRST, adopted on Wednesday, expresses the Security Council's full support for the proposals made by Mr. Annan. Kofi Annan's six-point plan calls for an effective UN-supervised cessation of the violence that has killed more than 7,000 people. It also calls for a daily two-hour pause in fighting to allow delivery of humanitarian assistance to affected people. United Kingdom Ambassador Mark Lyle Grant is Security Council President for March.
To this end, the Syrian government should immediately cease troop movements towards and end the use of heavy weapons in population centres and begin pullback of military concentrations in and around population centres.
The ambassador also spoke to reporters following the statement's adoption.
This is an important sign that the Security Council is united behind the efforts of the Joint Special Envoy, and that is the importance of the message that's in the PRST that's been agreed today.
In supporting Mr. Annan, the Security Council had at long last found a unified voice, according to German Ambassador Peter Wittig.
This is a newly found unity of the Council, which we welcomed after this rather sad track record of the two double vetoes in the past. And it shows nobody can really have an interest of mayhem in the region.
Earlier this year, Russia, together with China, vetoed Security Council resolutions on Syria. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin said the presidential statement reflects what his country has been advocating.
We're very pleased that the Security Council has finally chosen to take a pragmatic look at the situation in Syria. And we are very pleased that we have a process which we hope will continue and will bring about a settlement of the crisis in Syria and will lead to an important Syrian-led political process in the country.
Other ambassadors also weighed in. Mohamed Loulichki is the Moroccan ambassador.
What I have just said is that, first, the six initial points that are presented by Mr. Kofi Annan are in full coherence with what the Arab League have decided. Secondly, that the Arabish initiative is a very comprehensive. It tackles not only the issue of cessation of hostilities, but also laying down the foundations for political dialogue and for a democratic exit to this crisis.
The Security Council has also condemned terrorist attacks earlier this week in the Syrian cities of Damascus and Aleppo. Members said any acts of terrorism are criminal and unjustifiable, regardless of their motivation, wherever, whenever, and by whomsoever committed. Deanne Penn, United Nations.